Man charged for allegedly beheading girlfriend, dumping body. By Amy Furr on July 30, 2021. A suspect was charged with murder Friday after allegedly beheading his girlfriend and leaving her body on a road in Shakopee, Minnesota. 42-year-old Alexis Sauberit was charged with second-degree intentional murder in the death of 55-year-old America Thayer on Wednesday, Fox 9 reported. According to the charges, Shakopee police officers responded to the intersection of 4th Avenue and Spencer Street around 2:30 p.m. Wednesday after someone called police to report they saw a man, later identified as Sauberit, throw a headless body out of a car at the intersection. When they arrived, they found Thayer's body lying on the ground next to a car. Several people witnessed the incident. They described seeing a car stop near the intersection and the driver, Sauberit, swinging an object near the passenger door. He then reportedly dragged what looked like a body out of the car and walked away from the scene. Officers later found a sheath for what seemed to be a machete-style knife in the grass near the crime scene and eventually located Sauberit near Shenandoah Parkway and Highway 101. He tried to walk away but was taken into custody. Sauberit reportedly told police he and Thayer had been dating for a long time and they were together that day and planned to attend a court appearance he had scheduled. However, on their way to court, Thayer allegedly said she wanted to end their relationship. Sauberit admitted he used a knife to kill Thayer because she had gone too far. The charges say, the Fox article read, adding a knife was later recovered near the scene. In a press release on Thursday, the Shakopee Police Department said the suspect was being held at the Scott County Jail. KSTP reporter Brett Hoffland shared a photo of Thayer and said community members held a vigil to honor her memory. She just loved everyone she came across. It's just really hard and very traumatizing, friend Michaela Dickerson told reporters. Sauberit's criminal history included a 2017 conviction for domestic assault and a conviction in 2018 for interfering with a police officer, according to WCCO. If convicted, Sauberit faces up to 40 years in prison, the outlet concluded.